75 hard daily because you have to think it before you can do it. The mind is what makes it all possible. Kai Greene. Or maybe Kai Greene. I never know how to pronounce that. It's G-R-E-E-N-E. So it's either Green or Greeny. Either way, that's who said it. This is day 46 of the 75 Hard Daily podcast, where I, Johnny, am documenting my journey going through 75 Hard by Andy Frisella. Let me tell you guys, I'm on the home stretch. Now, if you're listening to this live when I am publishing the episodes, this is what, August 2nd, this episode goes live. And the end of the month, I am done with 75 Hard. That is a huge, huge accomplishment to me, because first I had to just get through 1 week, and then I said 2 weeks, and then a month, and then I got to the halfway point, and then I was like, okay, let me just get to 45 days, because that puts me at 30 days left. And now here I am on day 46, and we are under 30 days to completing 75 Hard. And my God, what a journey it's been. So if you are new to this podcast, I just kind of give a rundown of what I've done for the day, how it went, my mindset, and what's going on there. So eat healthy, no cheat meals, no alcohol. I got that one checked for the day. Drink 1 gallon of water. I got that one checked as well. And finally, I'm finishing it before the podcast. 2 45-minute workouts, one of which is outside. So I carried over the same workout I did yesterday. I went back to the gym, and I actually got my 10 miles in under 45 minutes. I think it was actually, I'm sorry, that's not correct. I think it was 46 minutes that I got the actual 10 miles. It was like 9.8, something like that, 9.76, 9.8, somewhere around there. That was by 45-minute mark. And then it was about 46 minutes and 10 seconds when I hit the 10 miles. So I went back to the gym. I did 10 miles on the bike. And then the dirt path right next to it, I was going to run that, but they were doing tournaments today. So every single field was covered with tiny little children playing sports. And props to them. Great job. Pee Wee football, I believe, is what they had going on. And then every single field was surrounded. Well, not football. It was football on the football fields. But then there was also, I'm sorry, I'm saying this all wrong. It's not Pee Wee football. It was soccer on the soccer fields and Little League on the baseball diamond. I know my sports. Jeez, it's been a day. So anyway, all of them were on the fields, and then you had all of the coaches, and then you had all of the parents. So I said, screw that, came back home, grabbed my dog, took her on a nice long walk, and I did our normal route, but in reverse. So the whole time she's like, no, we need to turn around. We need to turn around. No, we need to turn here. We need to go back home. But anyway, it was kind of humorous. Got that done. 45 minutes outside, and California humidity is picking up. So I got a nice extra sweat going while I was out there. But I got both of those in. Take a progress pick. I got that one done as well. That one was pretty easy. And come day 50, I'm going to take all of the new pictures off of my card and back those up. So maybe I'll get another kind of motivation to pick it up and go after this thing. And then the final one, well, there's two final ones. First, read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. And then for me, I added recording a podcast episode every single day. And that's what I am doing here. But let's circle back to that read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. So I told you guys yesterday that I had finished the actual book of Side Hustle, and from Idea to Income in 27 Days by Chris Guillebeau. And the last couple of pages were just case studies. So I read those as well this morning. They were good. They were awesome. But then for my official 10 pages, I have moved on to a book that was recommended by my mastermind. They said, hey, the stuff that you're working on and what you are trying to accomplish, your goals, I think this is the book you need to read next in your journey. Go back and visit some of the principles and just take part of that and do the thought exercises and the real exercises. And it helps with prioritizing and figuring out the big things that you need to get done. And so that book is called Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business. And it's by Gino Wickman. Gino Wickman. Wickman. I don't know why I couldn't spell there for a second. Gino Wickman. Gino Wickman. Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business. And I read the first, there's like this little like introductory thing that was about 4 pages. And then I read the first 10 pages. So I got a good way into the book. It is, let me see. It looks like it's about 240. Yeah, 236. And then there's acknowledgments. So I think I'm going to enjoy this one. You guys may or may not have picked up that I'm really big on entrepreneurship, on personal development. That's probably why I really loved The Richest Man in Babylon. This one, it's about... how do I put this? It's more like business operations and building your business and what you can do in order to kind of get the structure and the framework right. And I used to work in this one small business that I was at for 13 years. It was in the trade show industry. It was family ran and operated. Not my family. It was the family owned and operated it. And then I worked there in the last 7 years, 6 or 7 years. I ran a department, a multi-million dollar department. And I was personally responsible for millions of dollars of income in that company. Did some project management and some other stuff. So anyway, it was kind of not a good environment for me. And that's why I choose to leave that job. And I've been at my new job for... coming up on 4 years, 3 or 4 years. I forget which one. Coming up on 4 years. Yeah. So that happened. But this new place also gives me the freedom to create and build my own business, Johnny Boy Studios, which is where I launched 75 Hard Daily from. And because I have been doing my other podcast, this just came as a natural offshoot of it. So anyway, all of that to say, I think Traction is going to be a great addition to just my knowledge base. It's a good thing to familiarize myself with, to revisit. And I would say to anyone who is doing 75 Hard, when you get to the point where you finish a book and you're ready to move on to the next one, go ahead and pick something that is of value to you. Pick something. I mean, the only stipulation is that it has to be nonfiction. So pick something that's going to be of interest, something that's relevant. If you wanted to read 6 money management books back to back, if you wanted to read 6 different books on building, maybe becoming a better baker or kinesiology or mechanics guides, like whatever it is. Pick something that's going to develop your brain, that's going to help you move forward with the thing that you're doing in your life or your business. I mean, if you don't have a business, just pick something that is going to be relevant to you, as long as it's nonfiction. Don't do fiction works. You could do money management. You could do health books. You can do psychology books. Like, there's so much to choose from. Art history, actual history, what do you call autobiographies or biographies? Like, just pick something and go all in. I have very much enjoyed the books that I have read so far on this journey. I read Launch by Jeff Walker. I read Richest Man in Babylon by, George Clason. I just finished Side Hustle from Idea to Income in 27 Days by Chris Guillebeau. And now I am on to the fourth book, Traction by Gino Wickman. And I am loving what I've read so far. If I get to a fifth book, which I think I will, it's probably going to be Think and Grow Rich. That's probably going to be where I end 75 Hard with the 10 pages daily reading. It's probably going to be Think and Grow Rich. There's a chance I might do Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. And then there's a chance I might do Pat Flynn's Will It Fly. But the high probability is that the last book that I read is going to be Think and Grow Rich, the last book for this challenge. I don't want to say the last book I read. Don't speak those words. So I just wanted to say, like, find something that is of value to you, of interest and of value, and stick with that and go all in. And just, man, if you commit yourself to a process, I committed to doing 75 long, hard days of making sure I checked all of these boxes. And here I am at day 46, and I just have 29 more days to officially complete 75 hard. And I couldn't be more stoked. The end is in sight. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Not that this is bad, but I've developed new habits and new interests, and I've proven to myself that if nothing else, I can stay committed to this thing for approximately 2/3 of the journey at this point. I'm 4 days away from that. So that's it. That's it for this episode. I am on to the fourth book. The one thing I do want to say is that I started doing more cardio. The reason I've been going back to the gym and really just pushing it on the stationary bike, and why I've been running and doing more cardio and not as much resistance training, is because I wanted to up my cardio. That was one of the things that I really wanted to do between days 25 and 50. And I feel like I didn't really do it as much between 25 and 35. And so 35 to 50, I really want to push that a little bit more. Or no, let's say 25 to 37, because that was about the halfway point. So anyway, I wanted to push my cardio more, because when I really went all in, that's when I saw the pounds make a significant drop. That's when I felt better, and that's when my endurance went up. That's when my strength went up. And I just want to push my cardio a little bit harder, because I'll always go heavier on the weights. I'll do drop sets. I'll increase it by 5-10 pounds just to push myself. I'll get that extra rep in, and I'll get that extra, I'll do one more set. That's the kind of person I am. I don't need someone behind me to really push me and motivate me in that regard, but I will sooner like eat less before I do intense cardio. And so that was something that I wanted to push myself with this last half of 75 hard. And I felt like when I crossed the halfway point, I didn't do it as much right away as I wanted to. So I'm doing it now. I'm starting where I am, and I'm moving forward. And this weekend of just pushing myself with more and more cardio has been very beneficial. And I already feel better for doing so. So that's it. I'm going to get back to the resistance training, some strength training. I'm going to be doing that, moving some weights. But what I felt really called to do these last couple of days was to put in the miles, to really break a sweat, to be out in the sun, to be hitting the trails. And that's what I did. So, yep, more cardio is coming in the last 29 days of 75 hard, but I also will be getting back to the weights, the strength training, and the resistance training. That's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. I am Johnny. I have enjoyed this so very much, and we are coming up on the tail end. 46 days in the books, only 29 more to go, and I couldn't be more happy. Until tomorrow, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Peace out.